Hi, lovely lady. Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I am your host, Stephanie Clarice, and this is a short, encouraging podcast for moms who want to love God, love His holy word, and love their family. How does that sound? Are you ready to start your 500 Seconds to Joy? Then let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Stephanie. This is 500 Seconds to Joy. If you're new here, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I'm so happy to have you here. I'm coming at you from my new closet. We bought a house. It's such a blessing and such a God thing. Literally, God brought us this house. I prayed this 30-day St. Joseph Novena. And if you don't know about novenas, basically, you're just saying the same prayers or similar prayers every day for a certain amount of time. Usually it's 9 days, and I did the surrender novena on this podcast if you want to listen back a few episodes ago. And novenas are great. It was a 30-day prayer to St. Joseph, asking him to intercede on behalf of our family to help us find a house. And if you're not Catholic, you're not familiar with praying to the saints, don't worry. We are not worshiping the saints. We are asking St. Joseph, since Joseph was, is Jesus's foster father. He was his father on earth, and he had a special relationship with him. He still does in heaven. And we believe that the saints can intercede for us, so they can pray on our behalf. And it's kind of a mystery how it all works, but it's incredible. I know it works. I've seen the fruit in my own life, and all of the prayers that I prayed always pointed me to Jesus. So I just want to reassure you that, Jesus is who we worship. And we ask the saints to help us, to pray for us. They're like our heavenly friends, so to speak. So anyway, I prayed this 30-day St. Joseph Novena, all these prayers for 30 days in a row. On the 30th day, we found our house, and then the next day, and we put in an offer that day. The next day, we found out they accepted our offer, and it's just such a huge blessing. So anyway, here I am in our huge house. It feels so huge. We've always rented apartments, so it's just such a blessing to own a home. Also a lot of work, but a blessing too. Let's talk about letting go of control. This little story of my novena that I prayed is actually a really good example of how I let go of control and ask God for his help with something that felt really hard, something that felt impossible, to be honest. And in these next episodes today, and then for the next few weeks, we're going to be diving into letting go of something. Today, we're letting go of control. And we're going to be doing this Letting Go series. It's a devotional series, and they're just short little, some Bible passages, and then some short reflections, some prayers, things I've written, and I really hope and pray that they encourage you, and I really want to get back to these shorter, encouraging episodes for you lovely moms, because I know you're busy. I only have a few minutes at a time, and I need something uplifting, encouraging, and full of God's truth. And that's what the Bible is. It's God's truth written for you and for me, for people back then, for people now, for people in the future. It's just always living and moving and active in our lives. So let's get into today's devotional. We're going to be talking about letting go of control. And I just invite you, wherever you are, to try to get into a prayerful state. Maybe you have your coffee, maybe you have your tea, some water, maybe you're driving, doing laundry, doing dishes, playing with kids, and you have a little earbud in, whatever it is that you're doing, going on a walk, wherever you are. I just invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to be with you in this time. So let's get into today's reflection. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and get gain. Whereas you do not know about tomorrow. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and we shall do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. That is the end of those verses. And this is a moment for moms. This is our reflection time. Boasting is evil. Wow, that's intense. And it's evil because it comes from arrogance, which is essentially when we make ourselves like God. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it as exaggerating or disposed to exaggerate one's own worth or importance, often by an overbearing manner. It is often also defined as showing an offensive attitude or superiority. I don't know about you, but I often fall into this trap of thinking I know best and that I'm in control of everything that happens in my life. I feel superior. Instead, God calls us to a healthy detachment. He asks us to, yes, make plans, but hold these plans loosely and then say, as the Lord wills, essentially acknowledging that God is in control. Mary is an excellent example of trusting God and letting go of control. In Luke 1:38, Mary says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." This act of trust and surrender is holy. It is an act of the will, and God calls us to choose this every day. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight." Trusting God, letting go of control, and embracing His will for our life is a choice we make. What will you choose today, sweet friend? Now we're going to hear some wisdom, a little bit of wisdom, a moment of wisdom with a sister in Christ. Saint Faustina said, "The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive." And now a moment with God. This is what I imagine God speaking to our hearts. This is a little love note from God to you. "My will does not mean I will force something unpleasant upon you. My will is like my yoke, light and easy. When you live in my will, your life will flow like a river, not totally smooth, but in the right direction, towards heaven. I long to help you in your day-to-day life. Give the control to me and trust in my goodness. I love you with an everlasting and all-consuming love. Love, God." Okay, friends, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here and listening in. If you want more of this, definitely click subscribe. Stick around. I have more episodes like this coming up. And if you would like a free 7-day devotional for you and for your children, go to bit.ly/God is with you, Mama. That's bit.ly/GODISWITHYOUMAMA. God is with you, Mama. He truly is, and His word reminds us of that. Okay, I'll talk with you soon. God bless you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for tuning in today, friend. I'm so grateful for you. Let's connect on my email list. Go to bit.ly/monthly happy mail, and we can be email besties. What do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Have a joy-filled day. Bye for now.
Bye for now.